This is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Toast Free From Radio. It is such a beautiful day today. It is so sunny and nice. Constantine has his sunglasses on, still inside. That's how you know it's a nice day. But anyways, today I'm really excited. We have a freshman Tufts band here, which is, I don't know if we've ever had an all-freshman Tufts band, at least this year. So you guys are like paving the way, but we have flies for fly fishing, I think. Yes, that's right. And I'm really excited. So can you guys introduce yourselves slash each other and what instruments you'll be playing?
Hello guys. We are Fly for Fly Fishing. My name is Ryder Kropanicki. I'm singing. On my left here, we have Luca Lodwick playing guitar and bass. Next to him, we have Sam Stearns on the drums. And finally, last but certainly not least, Mr. Liam Arnold, also doubling guitar and bass.
Nice. You guys all actually have really good... Wow, that's really... You guys have really good, like, stage names, low-key. So you should keep that in mind for the future. Anyways.
Kim Kuras.
Heck yes. Let's... We can just get started if you guys want to introduce your first song and just... get into it.
Yeah, sure. We're gonna start off with a little arithmetic, playing 2 + 2 = 5.
Mercy coming back, not. No, I'm not. All hail to the thief, all hail to the thief. But I'm not, but I'm not, but I'm not, but I'm not. Oh, go and tell the king that the sky is falling in. But I'm not, but I'm not, but I'm not. Maybe not, not.
Amazing. Beautiful. You know, okay, me and Constantine, actually, back in the day, we it's went true. To... it's true. You didn't even, true. I didn't even tell the story. There was a... I don't know if you guys have heard of this. At the Science Museum, they have, like, planetarium shows, and they do, like, artists and stuff, and they play, like, you know, like, Beyonce's music, and they have, like, a programmed planetarium show. Me and Constantine went to the Radiohead one. It was not great.
It wasn't, it really wasn't great. It was, I don't want to say anything too bad, but I was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, it had so much potential to be amazing, but it wasn't. So, sorry to, I don't, that was kind of an unfortunate thing to talk about, but that's just what I thought of. But Constantine is like the biggest Radiohead fan in the world, actually, so that was a perfect song to play. But yeah, do you guys want to talk about how you have two guitarists and technically no bassist and how that works?
Yeah, so basically me and Liam both have pretty extensive pedal boards. So we kind of just, when we started playing music together, we realized we needed a bass part and we both had like octave pedals. So we just, you know, switch off kicking the octave on and off. And at a certain point in our set, we might actually just use it during a song. So we'll just, you hear a nice little slide down a whole octave into a bass part. So that's pretty cool. And it gives us a lot of flexibility so we can do a lot of cool arrangements and have, you know, two guitars, one guitar, one bass, switch it up, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. What, cool. Like,
two basses.
When did everyone start playing their instrument / singing?
I started playing guitar, I think, 13 years ago at this point, something like that, maybe 14, I don't know, a long time. Liam, 6? Damn, Sam?
Wow. Like 3 at this point.
3? I've been singing since like middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of years.
How did you get into singing? Did you do theater?
I did, yeah. No, it's a...
how'd you guess?
So I was...
you know, it's always the sensible.
Yeah, chilling at home, doing nothing special, and I got a call from my best friend that's like, what are you doing right now? Ooh. I'm like, nothing. What are you doing right now? Ooh. He's like, you want to come try out for the spring show? I was like...
What show was it?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, classic. I was the corner munchkin in third grade in The Wizard of Oz. It was one of my biggest roles.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. And then thus began singing.
What were you in Wizard of Oz?
I was part of the Lollipop Guild.
Nice.
Yeah, the little red one.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's great. Okay, keep going. I'll ask you guys more questions later.
All right. This one is car seat headrest.
I never thought it would happen to me, but I never thought it would happen to me, but no one should ever have to look at themselves. I steer clear of graveyards, they are cliche in my death-obsessed generation. No one should ever have to look at themselves. High school teen dream dies in a hospital, leaves behind a journal and a pair of Air Jordans. Lyrics of popular rock ballads changed to include his name. I'm taking back my heart. You were digging a hole for it 6 feet deep. I didn't want you to hear that shake in my voice. My pain is my own. And when the cop shook me down, I cried walking home, I cried walking home. Home. You and me are connected now. We were in one photograph and we didn't even look happy.
I can't commit to a crime to commit. I need to get one done for the biography. Because when I split the scene, leave the party early, what am I leaving behind me? Another body, a distant memory. It ain't no pair of Air Jordans. Something is ringing. Death is playing his xylophone riffs for me. I didn't want you to hear that shake in my voice. My pain is my own. And when the cops shook me down, I cried walking home. I cried walking home. I didn't want you to hear that shake in my voice. My pain is my own. And when the cops shook me down, I cried walking home. I cried walking home. Too, so don't worry, baby. Don't worry, I'm worrying for two. So don't worry, baby.
Excellent work, everybody. Kim's gonna come in and do a little thing, no big deal. Just gonna switch out a condenser mic. Yeah, but shout out Car Seat Headdress. What a fun band. Are you a fan, Constantine?
I am a fan. I actually, fun fact, I saw Car Seat Headdress the day I got waitlisted for Tufts, and I was so like, I was pretty upset, I'm not gonna lie. But then I got in like a month and a half later, so it was nice.
That's good. That's a good way to decompress from your stress.
Yeah.
Do some Car Seat Headdress. That all rhymed, I just want to say.
Yeah, I was like screaming like Beach Life and Death.
Oh my God. Isn't that like 14 minutes?
Yeah, it's so long. Okay.
A classic.
It was a good time though. I don't know, what else do you have to say here, Daniel?
Twin Fantasy original or the 2018?
I have to go with the 2018.
2018 easy.
Okay, thank y'all. That's the right choice. Anyone that listens to the 2011 all the way through is not normal.
I've done it. I just didn't enjoy it
exactly,
that much.
Exactly, because the mix is it's tough to get through. We're good to go, right?
Yeah.
It might be the compressor. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
I think you're good to keep going.
All right. This is
Go ahead.
This is a song people might know. Still unwritten.
I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the lines. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way, oh. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibition, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Get yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins, the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Grant yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins, the rest is still unwritten. Before you open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibition. Feel the rain on your book begins, the rest is still unwritten. The rest is still unwritten. The rest is still unwritten. The rest is still unwritten.
Was awesome. I wanted to unmute myself and sing also. Also, Cole said that was awesome, and me and Cole,
oh my god,
will be seeing that live this summer.
What?
Yeah, she's playing. Really? She's playing at the festival that we're going to.
Which festival?
Oh my god,
it's in San
Diego. When Cole stays with you all the summer.
When? Yeah, right. that's our inside joke.
And you're gonna see Saint Cecilia play live,
yes,
at a festival.
Saint Cecilia is gonna be there too. My mom said, complete departure from the other songs, but oddly great. I can't believe it, but I actually love this.
Very kind words.
She said, want to see this in a basement show. My mom has been to one basement show here, and it was lit. It was St. Cecilia. It was awesome.
No way, really?
Who's that? What?
Okay, that was great. How did you guys come up with doing that song?
I was on a train, an Amtrak, the Acela, coming back to school, and I was looking through songs because we had to play a show. We had to play this show and the show tonight, and I listened to it, and I was like, huh, this is kind of a cutesy song that people are going to know. So I was like, hey, guys, you want to play this? They all wanted to play it. We all learned it. It's pretty simple. I mean, it's a lot of fun. So kind of just sitting on a train, having nothing to do. That's kind of what inspired it.
Yeah, this is very much a train song. It's also kind of like that one Kelly Clarkson song.
Yeah.
A Break Free?
Yeah.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are such like such car train songs. Okay, keep going.
So this next song is a very special song. Can I get a little bit more of Ryder in our ears?
Check. Hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Next one. So this next one. Oh, you want me to? This next one is for a wonderful person named Cletus. Recently, Magic, Ryder sold a couple Magic cards to an online user named Cletus. And so we were writing this song. It's an original. It's our first original of the day, our only original so far. And it's just inspired by Cletus. And yeah, I think you're gonna like it. This one's for you, Cleet.
Softly you sleep as I creep out the room. The walk back I weep. I hope to see you soon. I drive and it's a blur. Everything feels wrong. Do you remember what we were? How we agreed that we should move along? We never thought that this would fall apart. Us until the end from the start. I can hear your voice, I can see your words, but I just cannot get inside your heart. I can hear your voice, I can see your words, but I just cannot get inside your heart.
Effing crap, guys.
That was so sick. That was really cool.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
How did you, so, okay. The riff was really great. Very catchy.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Oh, Liam.
Yeah. How long did it take you to like plan out all those like pedal switches and all that effects?
Okay, word. So, I came in that first riff, that like kind of like droney part. I came in with that to college. I've kind of had that just written for a while. I didn't know what to do with it, so I showed it to them. And then Liam was like, I have something in drop D too. He pulled out that like crazy fucking like heavy riff that you hear towards the like second half. That was gas. My bad.
It's fine.
And so yeah, I came in with that, you know, we kept that kind of open. We knew that we wanted that to be like spaced out, kind of chill, droney, just kind of a smooth part. And then, you know, as a transition, we didn't really have much, but that pedal that slides down, it's called a ricochet. It just slides down into the bass part.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so cool.
It sounds super sick. So we decided to kick that, and then Liam kind of took over with his shredding. I don't know. Liam, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we need some.
Sure. Okay. So I guess it kind of stems from this band I really like called Dream Theater. And I don't know. They use like, it's kind of like a Phrygian scale, a scale I really like. And then I kind of took that scale and just kind of used like, kind of like a droning bass note, and then put that scale over it and then just, you know, wrote a riff from that. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very much like, it really fits with your guys' sound.
Why, thank you very much.
Of course. So how did you guys write lyrics for that?
That started with Ryder, actually.
Yeah, so droney is one word, but I certainly kind of instantly heard that, and I was like, wow, I'm getting a little sad, getting a little teary-eyed. So, you know, we just had to tap into the vaults of emotion. You know,
right.
Pulled something from out there and put together some lyrics, and I'm sure, as you heard, it was mostly an instrumental on the latter half, but tonight...
Yeah, tonight. Oh, so this is actually a great time. Tonight we're playing at 7:30 in SoGo, Apple Jam show.
Everyone pull up.
Yeah, full lyrics available. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it really. I mean, we put it together in like a day or two, realistically.
Wow.
It's really cool to have a song that it's two different guitarists' parts in it, and they're both playing bass on the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, so you guys like switched off during that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just so inspiring. So you have lyrics for the full song tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
A little tangle.
Okay. Everyone's okay.
Everyone's all right.
Okay, so that was your only original?
Yeah, so far.
Okay. And then.
Write more.
Yeah, you guys should totally keep writing. I mean,
yeah,
you have so much time. You guys are only freshmen.
We're only freshmen.
Okay, I'm going to ask you more, like, freshman questions soon. but I want you guys to play another song. So.
And we will.
Go ahead.
And this one is by a little-known band.
Small.
Yeah.
Small.
All right.
Been days and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below, yeah. Sweet baby, Lord, how they hypnotize. Sweet little baby, I don't know where you've been. Gonna love you, baby, here I come again.
hard, bringing home my hard-earned pay. Try to love you, baby, but you push me away. Don't know where you're going, only know just where you've been. Sweet little baby, I want you again. Let them say what they will. Tongue wag so much when I send you the bill.
That was lit. I'm a big Zeppelin fan. You know me. Yeah, that was awesome. You guys really cover songs very well.
Yeah, well done.
You really do it justice, because you're picking songs that, like, need to be done justice, and you really are doing it justice, so kudos. Kudos to you guys.
I have to agree with you. Really.
Agree with it.
Well done.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you guys some questions, some
freshman
burning
questions.
Yeah, for real.
So, okay, I know Sam very well. I don't know the rest of you very well, but I'm wondering, number one, how you guys all met, and number two, what you're intending to do / study at Tufts.
Yeah, so Sam, Luca, and I actually know each other from back in Prio.
Day one.
We all met Prio.
Which
Prio?
Oh,
Create.
Create. Yeah. Yep. Alec was.
Shout out.
Alec was
there.
Shout out Alec.
Alec's my leader. I love Alec.
Oh, yeah. Alec. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then I had a class with Liam all first semester. And
what class?
We were in expository writing together. So it doesn't get more freshman than that.
With who?
With Bailey Spencer.
Okay. I honestly, that class was one of the best classes I've taken at Tufts. Yeah, I had this guy named Adam Spellmeyer. Everyone hates him. He has awful reviews on Rate My Professor because he's a tough grader. But, like, genuinely, he was, like, one of the best teachers I've ever had. Shout out Adam Spellmeyer.
Yeah. So Liam and I had that class together. I mean, we had chatted about music some time before, but then right around winter break, I reached out and was like, hey, you play bass, guitar, any, either, both? He said, yeah, and then we got together beginning of this semester. And just started jamming.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So Sam is an English major. Ooh. What are the rest of you three doing?
I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm a minor in music engineering.
Heck yeah, me too.
I'm planning to do a double major in music and CBS.
Nice. That's
And I am going for a environmental science co-major with earth and climate science.
Awesome. You guys are all over the place. I'm also doing music and psychology. So we're almost, I was going to do CBS and then I could not do computer science. So that was
That's
dropped.
Very valid.
Okay. Awesome. So, okay. When you guys all formulated together, how did you decide like what sound you did it like kind of naturally come that you guys were like, okay, we're going to kind of be a little more grungy, because you definitely have a specific sound in most of your songs. So how did that come about?
Well, me and Ryder and Luca played way back in the day in like October. We had like a jam session.
Yeah, we did.
And I think we played like, me and Luca played like some Zeppelin song. Maybe not that one. Yeah.
It was probably Dazed.
It's probably Dazed. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's crazy. And then many months passed, and then we all got together, and it was, we all brought like a huge different range of influences. Like Liam's more like crazy guitar, like polyphia vibes, I would say.
Yeah.
And Ryder has like the indie, like the Mustard Service. And I think my main inspiration is like Smashing Pumpkins when I play. So we're all so different in our sounds. So finding the middle ground was kind of how we clicked.
And the middle ground is unwritten.
Exactly. Yes. Which is the greatest song of all time.
Okay. I have a question for Ryder. How have you ever sang like in this context before being in this band? Like, have you been in a band before? Or has it just been like on your own / theater?
Yeah, I have not sang in this context before. I've always wanted to, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, I've done theater since like early middle school and throughout high school. I did chorus as well, choir. But yeah, I mean, I never kind of bridged the gap into here, even though I always wanted to. So coming to college, it was definitely an aspiration of mine to like find some people to jam with, maybe play a few shows. And this is just like, this is definitely exactly what I hope for more than I could have imagined.
Yeah. Yeah. I find that like a lot of people that are kind of like, you know, music is a little hobby on the side, really like have flourished in the music world here at Tufts. It's pretty easy to just kind of like find your people and like, you know, have some fun with it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great scene.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. So okay, so you guys, what have you've played a few like Apple Jam shows? Mm-hmm. What has been the history?
We played the Valentine show, I guess this semester. It feels like forever ago.
Years ago.
Was that the first show you guys played?
Yeah, and we played that. We practiced like probably for a couple weeks for that one, and then, you know, we went to spring break. We all were really, really, really busy, and we remembered that we had this show, and then I guess we were also on the Apple Jam ticket, and we kind of forgot about it until probably 2 weeks ago, and so we've kind of just been practicing for 2 weeks straight, and now we're ready, so there you go. So that's kind of the history.
Cool.
We have a show tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to try to come. There is also a Beats show tonight, so things are crazy, but... Oh, really? Wow. What's the artist / group that's also playing at Apple Jam? Like the outside? Is there an outside group?
Lower Town and Addy.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, go support our student musicians, everyone. Okay. Let's keep going. What else do you guys have for us?
Oh, we got more.
Okay, cool. I'm excited.
This is a song that we played for our Valentine's show, so that's the theme.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain, listening to you harp on about your new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how I wish you'd wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love, at least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I love you from the start. Staring into the blue, unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I love you from the start.
Was so cute. Hearing you guys in the sound check playing that was like, or I don't even know if you put, well, I heard you guys kind of singing that. I was like, interesting. This is gonna be interesting. That was so cute. How did you guys decide to do that song?
That was certainly a Valentine's Day special.
Oh.
And also just a song that, you know, I think it's a real crowd favorite. People
definitely
love it. It's super catchy.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are really catering to everybody here.
Trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah, totally.
In a wide range.
Well, I will say that playing the Apple Jam Valentine's Day show is your first show is good karma, because my band Citric, our first show was also Apple Jam Valentine's Day last year.
Yeah.
Anyways, how many more songs do you guys have prepared?
As many as you need, really.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe like two or three more.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Can I get some more Luca?
Yes. He's number five. Yeah. Okay. Keep going, y'all.
Into the night, it's raining, I suppose you need a ride. You said I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road, we could waste a whole afternoon.
I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. She's playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do. I've been carrying yours since you wrecked my room. And I've got nothing to do, neither do you. So we chase Jack with love and waste away the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19, big ID and a nose ring. Those type of girls tend to know things better than I do. Dying to figure out what she's hiding. She's playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
That was awesome.
Really cool.
That was really cool, guys.
Really cool.
I really do love the versatility.
Thank you, thank you. Thank
Is that how you say that?
Versatility?
Versatility?
Any, all.
Something like that. What was I gonna? I had something to say also, but I don't remember, so we're just gonna forget that. Okay, definitely one more, maybe two more.
Yeah.
What do you guys have?
One of our quieter, more mellow songs on deck. We played this one during Valentine's Day as well. And it was just like, it was like a get your flashlights out, sit down,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
hug a friend, hug a lover
kind of thing.
Right,
yeah. I got you. Okay.
So just like if you're listening out there, just be sure to like sit down
just
and
like close your eyes.
Close your eyes and just imagine sweet things. Go ahead.
Okay.
Won't
Won't you believe it, it's just my luck. 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 No recess, no recess, no recess. You're in high school again. 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 No recess. No recess. No recess. No recess. No recess.
Oh, I almost like fell asleep, actually. Yeah. I was like starting to daydream and like my eyes were kind of like, you know, getting drowsy.
Just imagine like a magical forest.
Oh my God, I had the reverb still on for that. That was amazing because you sounded so magical. Okay, I think we have time for another one, actually. If you guys want to pick a final...
Yeah, we have a song, one of the first songs we ever did, that we haven't played in a second, but it's a nice song. It's Ryder's song.
I love this one.
I always think about Ryder when I hear it.
Aww.
Actually, before that, just a quick little Liam interlude, I think, is in order.
Ooh, I like what I hear.
Do you remember this?
Favorite song, favorite movie, favorite everything.
Favorite everything.
Heck yeah, I agree.
I've something on my mind. What is it now, my dear? It's always something new, something small, not worth the care. But you're insistently upset once more. See what I mean? She says you're quick to brush me off. It might not mean much to you, but how I feel, and it's real, don't say it ain't true. I'm not crazy, I'm not crazy. Oh, you listen to me, then listen up good. You don't look at me the way that you should. Well, she is a fool if she thinks you're so cool. Cool. time it slipped away. Oh, what a day it could have been for me and you if I had had it from my mouth. Shut your mouth, you never listen, only talk. And when we argue, you just walk and run away. We'll save it for a rainy day. Hey, let's slow down. What were we even arguing about? I don't recall feeling so upset. And in your arms, it's not hard to forget all the fussing and fighting and cussing for nothing. Oh, darling, I think we can see that's just how two lovers will be naturally.
For having us.
Thank you. I always
we are
to turn the
Flies for Fly Fishing.
Flies for Fly Fishing.
Yay. And come tonight to their show and support them.
Yay.
Follow them on Instagram, right? You guys have Instagram?
Flies.4.fly.fishing.
Yes. And follow the Post Adolescent School Instagram so you're up to date on all of our newest, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, this is 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Trust Free Form Radio. I'm Kim, and thank you for listening. Thank you all for coming. You guys are amazing, and I'm so excited to see everything that you do in your years here at Tufts. And have an amazing Friday, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Joey and friends. So, yeah. Goodbye, thank you. Alec, you can switch us and do the PSA. Thanks.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A PSA from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Bye!